Okay, we'll go back then now to cases under advisement. And we'll start out with, we have case number 10,300, oh no, wait, I'm sorry.
10,348.
Yeah, 10,348.
What's your thoughts on that, Joe?
That's just it. I just wanted to look over the rest of the information a little bit more. And, I guess the other side, the mobile homes that are there, are they in some way grandfathered in or?
What? Yes, a lot of those are non-conforming.
Okay.
I think we tried to indicate that on the, do you have the plot plan there showing the lot six?
Conforming and whatnot?
Yes, it's showing non-conforming dwelling, 24 by 36 that you were questioning, John, and 14 by 70, they're all non-conforming homes in the early 60s. The research we've done on this has been extensive and
so permits have now been applied for on these? Okay.
As far as I know right now, everything's should be up.
Aesthetic?
Yes. You got so much non-conforming on there and this is an old property, and of course what she testified was, you know, her father or grandfather?
Grandfather.
Those days, Grandpa Titz didn't do nothing. He didn't care.
He was old school.
Yeah, he was old school.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure everything was clarified. And see if that's right.
Well, whatever you decide, that's the reason I said to her that the applicant, that we would be out to check, because this is, you know, extensive moving around the buildings. I mean, that the inspector will be out there to check to make sure whatever your wishes are that are adhered to.
Right. So if we're to approve this, then it should be a clean parcel.
Mm-hmm. I think it would. Yeah, that would do it. I would clean it up and give her what she's, you know, what she really needs and what she's looking for to bring it in. I mean, she is trying. She's trying to get into compliance. Because, I mean, as you well know, we went down and together, I went down and get them and know that area. That's, you know, it's an area down there. It's a good area and where she's at.
Sure.
I commend her for wanting to try to do what's up, you know, do what's right in that area.
And the inspector's done a good job down there to make sure that you pick up these kind of things. And
the inspector has, and everybody has, but I do want to commend her for clean area up. It looks nice. It will look nice.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, and she is too. I mean, that's my opinion. I did go down and look at it again after you and I went out.
The biggest thing right now, Mr. Chairman, is that we're learning through the years of what we call follow-up. And I keep preaching that all the time. It's only as good as you follow up as what your wishes at the board are.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you turn down and deny something, we need to go out and make sure follow up
on it.
And we'll follow up on this also, whatever your decision is,
right,
pro or con.
And I think the question that Jeff asked was very, you know, very good, that this does clean it up for her and gets her back on the right track at what she is trying to do. And again, I commend her for that. But it will most definitely do it. So
I understand that we'll have one dwelling with two mobile homes when they're done.
Yep.
When everything happens.
Yep. Should be down to three. It'll all be cleaned up. That's what the opening, question that I put to her, and that's what she said.
Okay.
That's what she'll have when she's done, so. I do believe that when she said it, so. Okay.
No further discussion, Mr. Chairman. Make a motion we approve case number 10,348 for a variance from the minimum acreage requirement for a second mobile home. I believe the property is unique in its own sense. It's been in the family for years. And, certainly wasn't created by the applicant, and at this point, it certainly won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,348. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.